The dog snatched a mouthful of her dress, picked her up, and ran. Jackson followed the scent down the street, around the roundabout, through an empty lot, up a hill, across a busy boulevard, along its center median, directly over a four-lane thoroughfare, down an eroding escarpment, through a giant drainage pipe, up a steep embankment, and right into and out of a populated playground. Meanwhile, her mouth full of fur, Elizabeth Ann hollered,
"Put me down! Put me down!"
When Jackson crossed another street, Elizabeth Ann, from her undignified upside-down position, glimpsed a smear of original orange, heard a familiar rumble, and switched to screaming,
"It's Grandma! It's Grandma!"
But Jackson wouldn't stop. His nose fixed on its musky quarry, the dog entered a trash-strewn alley. The orange blur followed, taking a corner on two wheels, sending plastic shopping bags, crushed cartons, and soggy junk mail whirling into the air like startled titmice. Grandma, leaning her head of tousled white hair out the vehicle's window, shouted,
"Elizabeth Ann, is that you? Is that Jackson?"
"It's me!"
Elizabeth Ann hollered, arms flailing randomly, head clanking against the metal tags embedded deep in Jackson's shaggy neck roll. The International Scout raced after the girl and dog, turbocharging to the best of its rusty antique ability. Grandma drove with one hand, searched for her distance glasses with the other, and all the while shouted out the window,
"It's time, kiddo! It's time! The space-time continuum is broken!"
Jackson banked on an empty dumpster with a resounding ka-thong and carried Elizabeth Ann down a narrow access strip between two brick buildings. The dog barreled forward, lengthening his stride until he barely touched ground. Approaching the dumpster, Grandma slammed on the brakes, but the scout skidded into it, pea gravel shooting out from under its tires like bullets. The scout's front bumper crumpled with the impact, and one headlight exploded.
"Frangipani,"
Grandma exclaimed as she stumbled out the driver's side door, inhaling her freckled arms and shouting,
"Frangipani! The polymer's been breached, kiddo! The separation of realities is no more!"
"Is this about..."
yelled Elizabeth Ann, whose entire body flipped and bounced this way and that like a ball in some kind of unwinnable sport without players.
"The space-time continuum?"
she shouted as she became a jiggly, erratic spot in the distance.
"Yes. Yes,"
whispered Grandma helplessly, pulling up short and resting her slender wrists on her head and her white hedgehog of hair, as she was wont to do in anxious moments. Then Grandma snapped to, realizing she knew where that narrow passage led. She raced back to the scout and peeled it off the dumpster with a certain amount of grinding, crunching, and tinkling of broken plastic. Backed it at top speed all the way down the alley to the road, then burned rubber off and away. Jackson kept his grip on Elizabeth Ann's saliva-soggy cardigan, even as she hollered her bouncy, disjointed questions into the air. He zipped out the other end of the passage between the buildings across several acres of green plastic turf that constituted the No Oaks Golf and Country Club. Then Jackson hurled himself, along with little Elizabeth Ann, in one giant leap, headlong and pell-mell, over a fence. Girl and dog finally landed in the one single, solitary place, Elizabeth Ann suddenly recalled after years of not even thinking about it, that she knew she was to never, ever go. The treacherous, prohibited stream. Here grew the one tall cottonwood tree that still existed in all of No Oaks, which everyone pretended either wasn't there anymore or had never existed in the first place, depending upon who you asked, if you had the guts to ask at all.